House Intelligence Committee Democrats have released their report from the two-month investigation into President Trump's phone conversations with the Ukraine president. The report places blame on President Trump for improperly pressuring Ukraine for political favors and concludes, quote, the evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming. We're going to get some analysis. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with John Dean, the former White House counsel for President Richard Nixon. Thank you. We appreciate your time. I know you closely followed the inquiry. Anything in today's report that surprises you?
Yes. There are details in here that we were not aware of, phone logs and records relating to Rudy Giuliani and other players that, to me, raise not only are we looking at high crimes and misdemeanors, but I can't believe the Southern District of New York, the federal prosecutors there, are not also now looking with fresh eyes on this whole thing to see if they don't see a massive conspiracy to defraud the federal government.
Mr. Dean, I can imagine you probably get tired of all the questions regarding comparing and contrasting this to Watergate, but it really does provide some context for us. So let me ask you to compare and contrast to what you saw in Watergate.
This is more serious. Watergate was a bungled burglary and a botched cover-up and didn't really involve national security. This involves national security. This involves really blocking federal funds to use that for a personal political reason. That's in a whole different league than Watergate was. And the obstruction that has been revealed in this report, which is just the Ukrainian obstruction, when you bring that together with what Mueller found out in the 10 instances of obstruction that he cites in the special counsel report, it's a pretty big play, and it's pretty serious.
So what do you think the House Judiciary Committee is going to do with the report? How do you see it playing out?
Well, I think the Intel Committee will obviously report it out tonight. It is available before it's been voted on. And it will go to the House Judiciary Committee. They have tough calls to make. They have to decide whether they're going to go very narrow or if they're going to go broader. I have no idea which way they'll go. I wouldn't be surprised if they go broader because the evidence is so strong.
They're going to hear from legal scholars. On both sides are calling their witnesses, so to speak.
They are. On Wednesday, that'll be the hearing. And that's not unusual. This is the way impeachments have started literally since Andrew Johnson's day during the Nixon proceedings, during the Clinton proceedings, and again now in these. So that's sort of a standard operating procedure to educate the members, educate the public, look afresh always with new eyes. Believe it or not, we learn more about our Constitution as time passes when sometimes records and documents are found that weren't there for the last look.
Squeeze in one more quick question. Some are suggesting that censure could give Democrats an out politically. Do you think that's a viable option for Democrats?
It is possible. It's one of the things that was looked at during the Clinton impeachment when they many of the Democrats, he was a Democrat, Clinton was a Democrat, didn't want to let him off the hook for lying to a grand jury or lying in a civil proceeding. And so they were trying to figure out the remedy less than impeachment, and that was censure. Andrew Jackson was censured and tried his entire life to get it removed. He hated it, so it's not a light punishment for a president. But that really will have to be in the rules, and really the House, when they send it over, would have to ask that for that as well.
Always appreciate your time. John Dean, former White House counsel for President Richard Nixon.